You're a very romantic person.
Well, maybe.
You're romantic in the literal sense. So it isn't so much how tall he is, how handsome he is, whether he looks like Brad Pitt or not, if he's just a good guy with a good heart and very, very family-oriented.
You know, I didn't like Brad Pitt at all.
You don't like Brad Pitt at all?
I liked him only when I saw his movies. I didn't like him at all. And even not Leonardo DiCaprio as well.
Not even Leonardo, huh?
Not even him.
Oh, gosh. Wow. So the guys who are listening, Victoria, they probably wonder, this girl is young, she's quite lovely, she's very family-oriented. Do I need to be a very, very handsome guy with a lot of money? Can I just be a very, very nice guy who's maybe a little bit average, but still a really good family-oriented guy? Just speak from your heart. Nothing you say is wrong. What do you think about that?
I think that it is not so important, how to say, I'm an average too. Every one of us, we are all average. So, how to say, I believe in God, but I can't say that I'm very religious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be considered as religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that under the God, as we say in Russia, we all are the same.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot divide, like, I am handsome and I am rich. I was rich at the time, for example, and then I lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a money crash or something like a default in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some so different life, for example, and everything changed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, today I have I do have a good salary, but it's not enough, for example. But tomorrow I know that I will take the next step in my career,
mm-hmm.
and I will get twice more money, and I will be rich. I do not consider it just rich or handsome, or for example, today I have my hair cut and I'm great. And tomorrow I do not have it, and I don't look great. And I don't know, even really about physical, I cannot say that I mind it too much. Important is feeling, and person. How does person just contact, not contact, but how he speaks with you, I don't know like how to say.
Mm-hmm. How expressive he is,
yes,
how
right.
honest he is,
yeah,
right? Those
yes,
are things
I do
that
not
are
lie
important.
Myself. I never lied from my childhood, and I had big problems because of this with my acquaintances, neighbors, so-called friends, and so on. Even when children, they are sometimes really, I don't know how to say a good word, but everything that comes to my mind is brutal. Sometimes little child, he just... hurts another one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had such a moment that my friends, they lied, and I knew that they lied. And I knew that if I would lie, I could lie, then I would be their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to. So that's the more important is when the person speaks from his heart, really, and doesn't
mm-hmm.
lie.
Honesty is very important in love. It's difficult to have a close, intimate love relationship without total honesty, yes?
All the relationships.
Yeah.
Not even the internet.
That's true. How about the age of the man that you might like to meet, Victoria? How focused on age are you? What type of age range do you think would be appropriate for you?
I am really focused on age. This is one that I'm focused on because I think that my father would have a heart attack if he sees just or understands that I would like to marry a man like him
uh-huh.
in the age. So my father is 60 this year.
Uh-huh.
So of course I just can't think that I would be able to understand or to say to meet a person after I guess 45 years
mm-hmm.
because I think that the next generation. Just not an act of previous generation. And I think it's really very hard. Even that my best friend, which I visited in USA,
mm-hmm.
she is my age. We have almost, she's a Taurus too, as
mm-hmm.
well as many of my friends. And she is 25 and her husband is 65.
Yes.
And from the first day he told me that she was going to marry him and go to USA, I never thought that she was lying, that she loves him.
Yeah.
I was sure that it's real love.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I saw their family and I visited them and I saw the child and I saw the real family, I was sure before.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was happy to see it in my with my own eyes that such a beautiful family
mm-hmm.
has been created. So no matter about age, no difference between them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But from my side, I know that I never just looked at a man who was even 1 or 2 years older than I was. It
mm-hmm.
was in my childhood and when I was going, when I was at school and at the university, I thought that my, the people who is my age are very interesting. And I had such a feeling that my classmates are the best.
Sure.
But last 5 years, 3 years about when I came to Moscow, my views changed really, really great because I began to work and people around me are much older. And I understood that I have nothing in common with my classmates anymore. They are just having these pubs and parties and discotheques and nightclubs and this stuff like drinking cigarettes and many, many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And computers and this kind of constant music at night and so on. And I understood only after this that my age is not from 25. But I just... Here in Russia, I do not see any young man being 25 who is conscious about that it is time to have a family and to work and to live for people around you, not so-called friends who will meet you in at nightclub
mm-hmm.
and say goodbye and never again remember you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think starting from 28 and ending at 45 or maximum just for 48, like something like this.